Have you ever wanted to start, whether it's your online course or automating your business, and you're like, okay, now I need to go purchase all of this software systems, and what turned out to be like, I'm going to automate it and make it simple for myself and for my business, ends up being a total nightmare and just like spending money everywhere without any guidance on what to utilize and what to do. So in today's episode, I really wanted to talk about the three costly mistakes I've made with creating my own online course, and also in my business, what really has helped me. I have been using, you know, the platform Gloss Genius since 2018. I have mentioned it before, so that's going to be very brief on this episode. You can go back to another episode that I did on automating your business and about websites. But today I'm really going to dive into like online course creation, about creating your online class or online course, the costly thousands of dollars mistakes I've made that you can avoid, and also how you can be more effective so that you can launch your online education and your class as soon as possible and remove these limiting beliefs that we put in our minds that we're not ready yet, okay? I think it's so important. Okay, so first let me go ahead and just like really like say this really importantly. I have spent all this money out of my own pocket. I'm not here. This episode is not to sell you something. It's not to push something upon you. It's just kind of my experience with wasting money because I tried all the platforms people kept telling me, and I'm not very tech savvy. Now I am. At that time, back in 2020, I was not. And it was very overwhelming, the overload of information and overload of software systems. So that's what really like motivated me to do this episode today on the three costly mistakes I'm making my online course and what no one tells you. So first, I have used Kajabi. I've used Teachable, Podia. Which is the other one? Oh my gosh, there's another one I'm forgetting that I bought lifetime access to, which was horrible to use. Man, I forget the other one. But yeah, I've used a couple of them. And when you get like an online hosting system for your online course or classes, it can cost from like $79 up to like almost $250 per month just to host your class, okay? And aside from spending money that you don't need to in the beginning of launching your online course or education online, is that there's so many free resources that I should have utilized that I've learned now, like 3 years in. So I really want to emphasize that you do not need to purchase software systems, okay? You may be tempted to buy Canonly, which is like $15 a month, and you can literally use it for free. It just lets you set up one event. So maybe it's just for your introductory call, or maybe it's just for your coaching call. That's what you use for it. But you can utilize it literally for free. Zoom, that one, I think it's also $17 a month. That one, you can also utilize it for free. So there are so many free resources that you don't have to go the paid route, okay? So number one costly mistake is investing in a software system because you think you have to do it like everybody else. So I had on the episode, if you haven't listened to it, go listen to Amy Porterfield's podcast interview here. It's going to be released on my Instagram store, on my Instagram profile this week. It's coming out actually today. I'm putting a little snip clip of the actual video interview I did with Amy. She has made over $85 million. She now has a team. She has, you know, people that do her ads. She has a whole team behind her, okay? And I did want to emphasize that because it's one thing to make $85 million over a course of 14 years with a team versus trying to make $85 million just yourself starting out, okay? That's totally different, right? But even with, like, Amy's, like, you know, expertise and everything, like, I thought I had to look like that. I had to have all the things and all the softwares, and that was going to make me successful, and that was a huge mistake. I spent so much time trying to do things like everybody else instead of listening, like Amy said, and starting simple, okay? So today's episode, I want to get you started simple. Utilize what you have for free. There's people that sell courses by a private Instagram account. They do a live, they save it, and that's how they sell the course. I have noticed with accounts like that, they don't sell as often, okay? People don't see the value in just you going live and teaching something. So that's something I have noticed big on a lot of those platforms. There's people that also use Facebook groups. I see Facebook groups being more, that is more enticing to people. I don't know why. They just like there's a private group. They like that they can ask questions. That's probably why. They're familiar with it because most like online courses or education have a Facebook group. So you can utilize literally a private Facebook group where only people who pay for the class can get access to your videos on there that you can post on there or do your lives. And the other one that I wanted to talk about, which I wouldn't utilize, but I wanted to throw it out there because it's cheap. So I want to give you three other cheap options. The other free option is Canva. So that one I discovered 2 years ago that, you know, now that they have websites, you can literally have, I have a template. That one is for sale. That one I don't give out for free, but I literally have a template that I created on Canva of a online course creation website hosting site. So it was super simple. It's free. I uploaded all my videos on there. You can record all your classes and videos on Canva. So that's super simple to do, and it's free for you to utilize. So now let's go to some of the paid options that I've seen. There is Patreon. I know there's some online educators that do hairstyling education that use Patreon. I love it because you can ask questions, you can interact. It's in one space and it's super affordable. So I know one of them charges $20. The one I'm in, she charges $20 a month. Next month is going to be my last month with her because I have learned already so much. I no longer need to be a part of that. I'm more now in the creative, right? Once you learn the foundation of things, you can go have fun. But it's super cheap. I also I am a Patreon for other creators. So there's this other amazing artist. She actually raps. She's a rapper. I'm going to go see her on Thursday. So Queen Hervey. Shout out to Queen Hervey. Hey. So I'm a Patreon. I'm her sugar daddy, as she calls us. And it starts literally from $7, $5 to $7. And then it goes up, right? So it's in tiers. And the cool thing about Patreon is the more you pay, the more access you get to that person. So I really love that for online education. The sucky part is that they do take, I believe, 10% of your earnings of what you make. So if you don't care about that, you're like, I don't care. That's cool. They can take 10% of all my earnings I make on there. Then we're welcome to do Patreon. It's pretty inexpensive. And lastly, this is what I'm actually utilizing at this time that I wish I would have known about back in 2020, and I would have saved so much thousands of dollars trying all the things, and that is Stan. So I use Stan Store, and you can go ahead and you can go to Celeste Stylist on Instagram, and you can go to my link, and literally you can try it out for free for 14 days, so you can give it a shot. I know I've seen a lot of people have been signing up on there. But I really love Stan because you're able to host your coaching calls, put freebies on there. I literally have my program there, and I'm actually releasing this week my mobile salon online course that's already pre-recorded. That's going to be accessible for everybody. And it's the part one is how to get started, the licensing, filling out your application, finding the units for less, hiring out contractors, things to look out for. There's so much helpful information that I had to learn the hard way. I literally put it on there in an online course, and I love Stan. It's $29 a month. I can put as many courses as you want, as many links as you want. People are booking one-on-one sessions with me there because I am their mentor for marketing or their mentor for business growth. So it's just a beautiful platform. I love this $29 because for me, $29 is super accessible. I think that is super fair pricing as well. And I love that they work with Stripe, you know, so they do take a percentage of each of your transaction. I believe is 2.9%. Don't quote me on that, but that's what I believe. It was the last time I checked. And that's not bad for me. I don't care that they take 2.9%. So, for example, if you have a product for $95, you get $90 out of it. So they take $5 for the transaction. And I'm cool with that. So I really love using Stan. And I really just started utilizing it last year, the end of last year. And I have been really loving it. So I did want to share that's what I use. It's cheap. And I still create all my videos. I record them either on Zoom or I record them on Canva. So and I put them on there. I'm able to create workbooks on Canva. So utilize what you have for free. Okay, that's what really like the big message of this. Right now we're talking about software hosting systems for your online classes. Start small. I know so many, and I've actually have worked with her before. There is this one creator. She used to teach how to do caramel apples. She stopped teaching. Now she's back to baking, making the caramel apples and selling them for a living. But she was doing that, and she literally hosted her online classes on Facebook, on a Facebook group. And she just like recently got into the whole Kajabi, which is the platform that I told you that costs like $130 up to like $200 something per year. So I think it's so important, right? Like it's so important that you know that we all start small. And even for her, like with her caramel apple class, she started making over $100,000 just hosting it on a Facebook group, on a private Facebook group. And I just wanted to share that. It's not about how much money she made. It's really that she utilized the free resources that she had. And then over time, then she started, you know, like able to like hire people to help her out. Now she has people that helps her with her launches when she does them. So just think it's such a beautiful example that we all start with what we have. So don't let that stop you. Okay, so there's that, right? So then the part number two that I wanted to talk about, costly mistakes I've made, was wasting time thinking I needed to take another class or learn something more before becoming an expert. So open book time, I stopped myself for the past almost 3 years. So 21, 22, yep, 3 years from releasing this online course on my mobile salon because I didn't feel expert enough, okay? Although I've gone through the licensing, although I've had the experience, I've been doing mobile services for a while, all that stuff, I thought I wasn't expert enough because I hadn't gone through everything, right? So I just think like it's so, so important that we really like emphasize that you are the expert, that you have your experience counts, okay? That what you've accomplished, most people won't be able to do so on their own, okay? And if they aren't able to do so on their own, you're able to teach others. It doesn't matter that there are over like 100 salons in the city where I currently live at. It matters that I am me and I am my own type of hairstylist, just like every single salon has their own differentiating factor, right? So please don't stop yourself thinking that you need to take another class or you need more time to be called an expert or you need like authorization from somebody. There is nobody in this world that has the badge of you are officially a certified online educator. Nobody gives you that badge. It's only going to come from you. And no amount of certificates or classes are going to do that for you. You really have to hone and own that. Okay. So I just think it's so, so, so important that, you know, you go ahead and do that. And it's really important that you know that. So please don't stop yourself. If there's something that you want to share, share it. It doesn't have to be related to the beauty industry. I know a lot of my listeners, welcome, love. You're probably a beauty service provider. You have a beauty business. And some of you don't even have beauty businesses because I interact with you over DMs on Instagram at Celeste Stylist. And you let me know that you're enjoying these episodes. So I really wanted to emphasize that it doesn't have to be in our industry. Starting a mobile salon and running a mobile business has nothing to do really. Yes, it does have to do with our beauty industry, but something's kind of like separate, right? It's not a course that everybody wants. It's not a path that everybody's wanting to do. So I think that is so, so, so important. So please don't limit yourself. If you have a skill and people are looking for you at it, share it. If ask your audience before you even go buy a expensive software system, before you even wait to take another class or wait more time to call yourself an expert, listen to your audience and ask your audience before you create that course, do they even want it, right? So I want to share something with you because I think it's so important to share. So I remember my audience was always asking me for certain things, okay, that they want directly from me. And one of those things that they really value is two things. They want direct either access to me to ask me questions and mentoring, or they want video like responses for something more accessible on their budget, but also super helpful for them. And I have plenty of students on both sides. I make up my products not because I'm looking what everybody else is doing. And I really want to put an emphasis that if you copy everything I do, it may not work for you. Because the big differentiator that I utilize in my business is that my clients are asking for what I'm giving them. I am not doing things that, oh, you know what, I think this is a great idea. I've done that before. I've done things like, for example, like selling certain things. I'm like, oh, I think they'll really love this. My clients really don't. Or only a few do, the other ones don't see the value in it. So I have learned throughout the years of being in business that I need to listen to my audience. I need to listen to my clients, what they're wanting from me. And I know that can be sometimes really hard because sometimes our ego as business owners or our ego as a beauty professional is like, no, I know what they need. And yes, while that is true, it's also very important that we're putting out products that people want from us. So listen to your audience, ask. And if you don't ask, just listen. Like my clients are the ones that are always like, Celeste, I really wish you would do this, or I really wish I could do that. Right now, you know, like as my pricing has, you know, been incrementing over the years, my clients are coming in less often, right? So there are other services that keeps them coming in more repetitively. So that's things that I have had to become creative in, that I am not going to lower my prices, but I am offering different options that are more affordable or like more feasible for them to come in more often to receive from me in regards to services. So it's very important that you listen to your audience. So make sure that you know you are the expert, okay? You know enough. You do not need to take another class. You do not need to wait time. Waste time to, you know, share your knowledge, and make sure that you first verify before you purchase anything, before you record anything. Ask your audience, would you like to learn this from me? Pre-sell it. Hey, for the first 10 people that sign up for my class, you'll get special pricing. And listen to the people, because it's happened to me as well. It can be totally open and candid with you. People buy so much from me online, but in person, it's different. My clients will spend a good amount of money on me, no problem. But when it comes to education in person, I've noticed that it's very different, especially like locally for me. And there are some things that I'm not comfortable doing locally. So I've decided to like just focus on my area of expertise. And that takes a lot of sometimes of putting our ego aside and saying, hey, I'm going to listen to my audience. I'm going to listen to the numbers and take actual business decisions that are going to drive my business upward, and not take business decision based on my ego or what I think should be happening, or because sometimes we're stubborn, right? We also just like, it's so important to be resilient and learning how to fight for things and, you know, keep moving forward. I am also very logical that the numbers don't lie, and I do need to run a business. I do need to be profitable. And there are services that are being inquired of me all the time. And that's where I need to focus my expertise and time on. None of the other things that may feel good, or because it's trending, or because my ego wants to do it. I also need, you know, we do live in a capitalist society, right? And we do need income to, you know, provide for our families and things. So be rational as well. I think it's so important. And lastly, part number three on three costly mistakes that I've made in creating my online education and course is overcomplicating things, okay? And with the overcomplication, I want to first start with my business and share why I love Gloss Genius, okay? Which I've talked about for years. I've been using them since 2018, okay? I love it because in one system, it tells me how much money I'm making per client, what's my price per ticket is, which you should know. I can run reports on knowing what is the most like wanted retail item that I sell in the salon. I can run reports knowing what's the number one requested service in my salon. And it helps me to guide me in a very simple way. Now they have a website, so you don't even need to have an outside website unless you want SEO, which is another topic we're not going to talk about today. But it's just awesome. It sends reminders, bookings. You can pay on there. They can pay cash. You can collect deposits. It has waivers. You can do email marketing, text marketing, all with one app. And the beautiful pay thing is that because I've been with them for so long, I only pay $24 a month. Now I know they have different levels, but I just like to keep it simple. I have my own website. I don't need anything else from them. Just with the simplification of what they have is awesome. So for your business, automating doesn't have to be this huge, horrible thing. Find a system that can do most of it for you. And I really wanted to share that with you because sometimes even, you know, like it happens to me too, right? We're human, okay? And we see like, wow, there's this cool thing or people are sending messages. Today, I just booked an appointment. I'm about to actually go get my nails fixed, two of my nails. And I had to book an appointment and I had to, they automatically, after I hung up, I had to confirm. They sent me a reminder and then I know like, and I was able to add it to my calendar. So now I know like in 20 minutes, I need to be out of here to go to my appointment. That's a really cool system, but I don't know how that system works. I've never heard of the platform, so I'm not looking into it. It is a cool thing that they did, but I have no interest in that. What I am using is simple. What I am using is working. So I'm staying with my Gloss Genius. It's been since 2018. It's cool they're upgrading, but it's just a simple system that works for me. And although there may be other shiny software systems or other shiny objects around me that other businesses use, doesn't mean I'm just going to go switch it up and make my life harder. Part of being in business is keeping it simple. So I invite you, if something is working for you and it's not broken, continue to do so. That is my motto, keep life simple. And it's automating your business in a simple way. So next, let's talk about the other costly mistake of like really making things so complicated in regards to your online education. Selling education versus teaching somebody how to do things are two separate things. So I really want to emphasize about the simplicity of things. I want you to think when you launch your online course, like when I launch my courses, I tap into different things that I know my student is going to go through or like they're experiencing at this time, right? And it's so important that they understand that, hey, I have your back and, you know, like it's okay. I want to be there to guide them, right? And be there to support them as well. And sometimes that means keeping it simple. I'm going to give you an example. In my Pinterest course, I literally have some videos that are like a minute. And I show you step by step where to go to search for certain things on Pinterest so that you can grow your audience and you can grow your traffic on there. And instead of like judging myself because, oh my gosh, it's not professional. I'm not talking on a desk. Oh my gosh, I don't have slide by slide. I'm actually showing them as if they were looking over my shoulder how to do this step by step because that's more helpful for them. I'm keeping it simple. It may not be looking like every other educator's things out there, but it works for my students. It works for them. And that's all that matters. So keep it simple. If you're going to teach something, just think about it. If I was brand new at this and I wanted somebody to teach me this, how would I learn? And always when you go into teaching, always remember there are four types of teaching styles. And actually, let me look it up while I tell you because I don't want to give you the misinformation, but I know we all learn differently, okay? So let's see. So there's teaching types. Okay. Well, I think it's learning. Just kidding. Okay, so when you go on Google, you can put like learning styles. See, sometimes Celeste is a little slow. Okay, so there are four main types of learning styles, okay? And I always think about this. There are people who are visual, okay? So you see how I told you like step by step behind me, like if somebody was looking at the screen, that's for my visual person, okay? There's people who are auditory. So of course I do a voiceover. You're hearing my voice when I do the videos in case you learn more like from listening. There's people who need to read or write things. So I happen to have certain like workbooks throughout the program just in case people need them. I also have instructions that are written in some of them just to really help them in case they need to read it or write it or they want to learn more. There's people that really need to understand why things are happening, why things work that way. And I am one of those learners. So I'm very mindful and I always get options to learn more here, right? If you want to go more in depth. And there's also like kinesthetic learners, and kinesthetic learners need to do it themselves. And I happen to also fall in that category. So I not only need to know why things happen, so I need to be able to read things as well as just doing them together, and I need to see things. So I am a very complex type of learner, right? So when you teach, remember, there's people who are visual, there's people who are auditory, there's people who need to read or write something to learn it, and there are people who need to actually do it with their hands. So anytime you teach something, just think about this. Am I serving all those four types of learning styles? And if you are, awesome, you are doing it. So really think about that. I really wish somebody would have told me that. Actually like very specific about the four types of learning styles and to really like focus on that. That's something that I've learned throughout the years. So I'm just sharing with you. Keep it simple. It doesn't have to be very complicated. You can use your iPhone. To this day, I continue to utilize my iPhone for many things. It has great quality when I need to show certain things. My video recordings usually come from my iPhone. So don't judge yourself. Don't think that you need to have a brand new laptop or like state-of-the-art freaking cameras. I know like the Sony cameras are super popular to record. Utilize your iPhone. Utilize what you have. I'm literally recording this podcast episode on my iPhone. I am keeping it simple. As much as I would love to have a office, which I used to do for recording and videos and audio, it really made the process so complicated that I stopped recording for a while. So now I just stick to my phone. I know I need to increase like my video. I need to increase the quality of my audio. But for me, it's more important to get the message out there to you than it is than to be all aesthetically pleasing and trending like everybody else. So simplicity, okay? Keep things simple in regards to launching your online course. And remember, you and I can teach the same thing, but people are going to be attracted to you because of who you are, and people will be attracted to me because of who I am. And there's room and abundance in this world for both of us to teach the same topic, okay? I think that's something that has really, I love about this whole process. It has really taught me that there's enough for everybody, that this whole world is so abundant and there's opportunities for everybody, and things that are not meant for me will go away and new opportunities arise because there is room for me to take advantage of that. So go with that mindset. And I really hope that this really helped you. I cannot wait to see. I know some of you are going to be tomorrow on Amy's bootcamp. So I will put the link in the show notes if you want to sign up for Amy's bootcamp. I can't wait to start tomorrow on that because I am ready to launch, you know, my new upcoming course. So I'm just excited just to get on there, get a refresher in what's working and new energy. I always love working around like excitement of energy. I feel like it's always transferable. So I just really love that. And I'm really excited for that. So if you're in Amy's bootcamp, I will see you there tomorrow. Thank you so much. And I'll see you back here next time. Bye, love.